This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau, District 14 Young Leader Representative. Can't wait to check the markets. By joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can receive the weekly Farm Week newspaper free. You'll love the charts in the back. How about the free Farm Week market information? You can also receive the latest updates about the markets on your cell phone. Get AgriVisor free online, plus listen to the free RFD radio network and podcast. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
And first of all, in our farm news, on this Tuesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 754 and a half, up 3 1/4. May wheat trading at 764, up 3. March corn trading at 685 3/4, up 1/4. May corn trading at 685 1/4, unchanged. January soybeans trading at 1407, down 3 3/4. March beans trading at 1386, down 2 1/2. The overnight crude oil market, 56 cents higher at 93.75. The Brent crude, 92 cents higher at 112.32. The February gold contract, $8.70 higher at $1,655, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.055 lower at 80.201. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 751 1/4, up 4. May wheat ended at 761, up 4 1/4. July wheat ended at 767 3/4, up 4 1/2. March corn yesterday ended at 685 1/2, up 5 1/4. May corn ended at 685 1/4, up 4 1/2. July corn ended at 678 1/2, up 3 3/4. January soybeans yesterday ended at 1410 3/4, up 21 3/4. March beans ended at 1388 1/2, up 21 1/4. May beans ended at 1377 3/4, up 19 1/4. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 408.50, up $1.03. March meal ended at 408.90, up 99. May meal ended at 401.80, up 88. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.50, up 8. March meal ended at 49.96, up 6. May meal ended at 50.38, up a nickel. March oats yesterday ended at 331.5, down 1 1/4. May oats ended at 337.5, down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Monday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply higher. Technical buying at the Board of Trade helped to lift soybean futures. Many traders have their eyes on Friday's release of several major grain reports to be released by the USDA. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 5 cents higher at $6.66 to $7, and soybeans mostly 18 to 22 cents stronger at $13.65 to $14.05. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents stronger at $6.78 to $6.98, and soybeans were up 21 to 24 cents at $13.91 to $14.06. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 4 to 6 cents at $6.67 to $7.06, soybeans advanced 21 to 22 cents at $14.03 to $14.26, and soft red winter wheat up 4 at $7.38 to $7.56. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 19 to 21 cents at $14.18 to $14.28, while basis ended steady to 2 cents lower, ranging from 30 to 40 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $6.90 to $9.90 per ton to range from $4.20.90 to $4.32.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 1 to 5 cents at $6.89 to $7, with basis steady to 4 cents lower, ranging from 4 to 15 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 22 to 24 cents higher at $6.87 to $6.90, with basis up 17 to 19 cents, ranging from 2 to 5 over the March. Soybean bids were up 22 to 24 cents at $14.26 to $14.34, with basis up 1 to 3 cents at $38 to $46 over the March. And new crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery gained 4 cents, ranging from $7.26 to $7.43, with basis ending steady at $42 to $25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 to 11 cents stronger at $6.71 to $6.76. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 5 to 17 cents, with quotations at $14.39 to $14.44. Soft red winter wheat up 6 at $7.62 to $7.63, and Milo also 6 cents higher at $6.50 to $6.51. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers for new crop corn range from $5.29 up to $5.47. Soybeans new crop $12.30 to $12.45. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from $5.35 up to $5.51. New crop soybean bids at $12.41 to $12.60. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.31 up to $5.59. New crop soybean bids at $12.40 up to $12.55. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery, those bids in southern Illinois range from $7.12 up to $7.38. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday. February hogs ended at 86.30, up 7. April hogs ended at 89.55, down 30. May hogs ended at 96.92, down a nickel. February cattle yesterday ended at $133, up a nickel. April cattle, $136.70, down 7. June cattle, $131.87, down a nickel. And January feeder cattle yesterday, 153.25, up 7. March feeders, 156.10, down 22. April feeders, 157.92, up a nickel. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Illinois direct sow report, slaughter sows traded unevenly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 39 to 43, with the 4 to 5 weights at 44 to 49, and the 500 pounders and up were at 45 to 50. On the Illinois direct hog grade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded mostly steady at a dollar higher, ranging from 54 to 58. Total receipts for Illinois hogs came to 9,585 head. We had a busy weekend this weekend with three special feeder sales. And starting at Greenville, feeder steers, medium and large ones, 400 weight, traded at 170 to 193 with value added at 180 to 201. 5 weight feeder steers traded at 150 to 182 with value added at 165 to 185. And the 6 weight feeders sold at 155. with some value adds ranging between 148 and 166. They also had some 700-pound steers, and they sold for 139 to 145, with value adds at 140 to 150-50. Feeder heifers, medium-large, four-weight heifers sold at 162 to 173, with value added at 172 to 188. 500-weight heifers sold at 136 to 142, and value added at 144 to 160. Six-weight heifers traded at 130 to 144, with value added at 135 to 144. In cattle trading, auction at Fairview, feeder steers, medium and large, four weights, traded at 174 to 188, with some fancies at 191 to 194. Five-weight feeder steers traded at 160 to 179, with some fancies at 173, all the way up to 186. Six-weight feeders sold at 140 to 155.50, and value added at 153.50 to 167.50. They had some 700-pound steers that sold at $150. The feeder heifers, medium-large, four weights, brought 153 to 162 with fancies at 163 to 164. Five-weight heifers sold 141 to 160 with some fancies at 153.50 to 163.50. On to the six-weight heifers, they traded at 130.50 to $150, with fancy addeds at 147 to 157. And moving on to the last auction, which was Reel's Livestock Center in Congerville. Feeder steers, medium, large, one and twos, 400 weights, traded at 151 to 160. The five-weight feeder steers traded at 143 with some fancies at 158. And the six-weight fancy steers at 142 to 158. Feeder heifers, medium and large, one and twos. Four-weight fancy heifers at 142 to 152. Five-weight fancy heifers at 148. And six-weight heifers traded at 126. With some fancies at 142.50. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 148.5, down 1.5. For block cheese, 176 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 169, down 3. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, $17.97. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.89. For February, $6.76. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.82. For February, $6.76. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $14.16. For February, $14.06. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.27. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.89. Corn at Scottville, $6.82. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.16. Wheat at Scottville, $7.27. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Color radar showing no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gate, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at ctemi.com.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 50s with light south winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 30s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, cloudy skies with a chance of showers Thursday and Saturday, low temperatures in the low 40s, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 30 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. First of all, in our farm news today, the Hamilton Hay Auction was held Saturday, and with a recap, we joined Mike Hamilton.
Well, Randy, we had quite a bit of hay, and we had a great buyer attendance. Ended up with 1,392 small squares. The alfalfa was in a price range from $350 on some bottom bales to $740 on some really nice hay. The alfalfa orchard grass was from $720 to $770 a bale. The grass hay was from $450 up to $610. And we had 725 bales of straw, and it was from $1.60 to $2.10 a bale. In the 3x3s, we had 124 bales of those, and the alfalfa was from $101 to $116 a bale. The Milo was at $55. We had some mixed grass at $66, and we had some alfalfa orchard grass at $101 per bale. Ended up with 115 round bales. The alfalfa, premium alfalfa, was at $106 a bale. Round bales of grass was from $59 to $76. Straw was from $22 to $35. We had some soybean hay at $61. We had some oat hay at $78. And we had some orchard grass at $85 per round bale.
Is your inventory still coming from a wide area, Mike?
Yeah, this week we had some out-of-state hay, but most of the hay was probably coming within a 100-mile radius.
And you'll be back at it again this weekend?
Yes. We'll start accepting hay on Friday at noon and accept hay up until about 10 or 10:30 Saturday morning.
And your sale's still Saturday at 11?
Every Saturday at 11 o'clock, Randy.
And that was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Jeff Martin of the Chicago Farmers. He explains the history of the group.
The Chicago Farmers was founded in 1935. Purpose was to advance production agriculture and agribusiness. We provide educational programs and a forum for discussing issues for the Chicago Farmer members and other interested people in agriculture. Just tell them about what's going on in the world of agriculture and try to update our members on what's happening in the world of production ag. The membership includes farmland owners, commodity traders, agribusiness leaders, farm management professionals. It's a wide array of membership. In the early days, it was pretty much based in the Chicago area. Now, currently, our membership goes throughout the Midwest and actually the United States. And so it's a very interesting organization. I've belonged to it for about 20 years and have met a lot of very interesting people.
How did you first find out about the group?
I went to a farmland investment fair, which they have had since the early 80s up in Chicago area, just to kind of see what the investment fair was like. And kind of got to talking to some of the members and decided it might be a good thing that I join and kind of got involved with the organization, and I was actually president for a couple of years about 10 years ago. So it's been a very informative and educational thing for me.
The Chicago Farmers will have a farmland investment fair on Saturday, February the 2nd, at the Wietendorf Agricultural Center in Joliet. For more information, go to chicagofarmers.org or phone 312-388-3276. Consensus is building in the agricultural trade for a much bigger 2013 U.S. corn crop, but as Todd Gleason reports, an Illinois ag economist thinks it is best for farmers to mostly ignore the guesses.
Fervor's been building in the commodity markets for an absolutely astounding corn crop in 2013. The number of acres the trade expects will be planted to corn later this year is enormous, but not unprecedented. Some accounts are suggesting 97 million acres, others 99, and some even higher at 100 million acres of corn. The last time that figure was reached was during the mid-1930s. Well, University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good sees them all as mostly blather.
Well, I think we start by saying early acreage estimates should be heavily discounted. I mean, there's just not enough information to make really very accurate or very confident estimates about what farmers are going to do. I'll remind our listeners that even USDA waits till March to do a survey of intentions, and then we see year in and year out that acreage differs quite a bit from intentions in most years. A couple million acre deviation from intentions is not unusual. So to think that farmers know at this point what they're going to plant, or that you can accurately estimate that, I think we have to discount those numbers.
Having said that, Darrell Good says there is some danger the very high price of corn could entice farmers to plant too many acres of the crop. The notion depends primarily on the corn to soybean price ratio. It can tilt the scale in favor of one crop or the other. That happens, by the way, in low and high price situations. Here's the real problem for 2013.
If we do see any kind of return towards trend yield, the message would be we really don't need more corn acres in 2013. And so unless prices change, I think there is some danger that we can overdo it. We argued through much of the early part of the past decade that the corn market was not reflecting enough yield risk, that we kind of had this concept that corn yields are bulletproof and are going to go up every year. And so when we looked at new crop prices, they didn't really reflect much of a production risk. I think we've maybe this year swung the other way a little too far. The market kind of thinks it's never going to rain again, and it's building in more than the normal amount of yield risk for 2013 that I don't think is really warranted at this point.
Some price adjustments are needed, thanks Good, to reduce the motivation to plant corn acres, mostly an adjustment in the corn to soybean price ratio. Otherwise, 2013 will be set up as a very serious bumper corn crop year. I'm Todd Gleason.
In other farm news on this Tuesday morning, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network recently talked to a familiar voice to WSMI listeners, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Jerry Milberg is a proud member of the Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News staff in Springfield. Of course, we all know and love Jerry hear his reports daily on WSMI, but they're also available on their website. And the Department of Ag and the Market News Service has had to do more with less with budget cuts at the IDOA. Jerry talks more about dealing with those budget cuts and how they have been more efficient at the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
We've sure tried, and in particular, our offices went from 5 people down to 3. We've tried to minimize some stuff using technology. For instance, our website. We used to call several radio channels to give farm reports, and now through the audio section of our website, we can put our audio portions on there, and all 8 can go to the auctions or the hay reports and download that radio report. Or if you'd rather listen to a report, you can go there, and it saves us from a half an hour to 45 minutes every day. And we do 5 or 6 grain reports on a regular basis. We cover country grain elevators, their cash, and either new crop or January pricing. We cover grain terminals along the Illinois River. We do a soybean processor report at the 8 different processors in Illinois. We also do a corn processor report. One report that has really grown over the last 2 years is our Illinois production cost report. And it's basically a rundown of fertilizers from the north end of the state down to the southern tip. In grain or in livestock, we cover 4 livestock auctions in Illinois on a regular basis, slaughter cattle, feeder cattle. We cover 4 hay reports, or we have 4 hay reports, 3 auctions, and one I do on a monthly basis. It's off the farm, and we also cover 3 hay auctions in Illinois, in Fosterburg, Illinois, Shelbyville, and Arthur.
And according to Jerry, based on today's marketplace needs, they have added basis prices to their daily reports.
It's the thing that we've added over the last couple of years has been basis. Is, you know, we used to give cash prices all the time, and people have really gotten in tune with the basis, where maybe 20 years ago farmers didn't know, you know, didn't pay attention to basis, but now they do. And that's one of the things that's really grown, and we're asked a lot about, well, what's the basis doing? And even more relevant with the Mississippi River problems now, how basis has fluctuated so much in that time span just because of what's going on down the river.
Jerry also mentioned that if listeners do not catch the daily reports on their local radio station, like here on WSMI, they can go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture and find that information on a daily basis.
They can either Google Illinois Department of Agriculture, or they can go to www.agr.state.il.us, and that's the official address for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Now, on the top line, basically the top line, there is a spot for grain and livestock prices, and if you click on it, it will bring you to the headings for all of our reports that we do.
Montgomery County's Jerry Milberg, a valuable member of the Illinois Department of Agriculture market news staff and a valuable member of the Illinois ag community. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it is 6:35 on this Tuesday morning. In other farm news, Purdue University Extension economist Chris Hurt says pork profits are on the horizon. With the peak of the drought, Hurt says feed prices reached a summit in the third quarter of 2012. He says estimated total hog production cost shot up $10 per hundred, reaching an estimated $72. Last fall and this winter, Hurt says costs dropped about $4 per hundred and are expected to moderate an additional $8 with normal 2013 crop production. According to Hurt, that could put estimated costs of production about $60 per hundred by fall. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy welcomes Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran to the Senate Ag Committee as ranking member. Murphy says Senator Cochran has been a tireless advocate for American agriculture, and the ASA has worked closely with him throughout his tenure on the committee, including his service as chairman from 2003 to 2005. Mr. Murphy says the American Soybean Association looks forward to continuing to work closely with him and his staff as chairman again. The ASA also wants to thank Senator Pat Roberts for working diligently in the interests of soybean farmers and rural America over the past 5 years. House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson sent letters to Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor last Thursday, saying he doesn't see any reason for the House Ag Committee to go through the process of writing a new 5-year farm bill again in the 113th Congress unless there's assurance from the leadership. Peterson pointed out empty promises regarding reauthorization of the federal farm safety net Boehner made 3 months before being elected Speaker of the House and in his 2011 inaugural address, such as letting the House work its will without fear from the battle of ideas. Peterson says, despite a day-long markup, having the support of the Ag Committee, and following the practice of regular order Boehner laid out, Republican leadership was nothing but a stumbling block in the quest to let the House work its will on the 5-year farm bill. Instead of allowing objections to certain provisions in the farm bill be aired in an open debate, Peterson says Boehner and the Republican leaders bottled up the committee's farm bill and drafted alternatives separately without Ag Committee chairs and members. Peterson says now is the time to look at where to go from here. 6:38 on this Tuesday morning. Once again, in electronic trading right now on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 7.54 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. May wheat trading at 7.64, up 3. March corn now trading at 6.85 and three quarter, up a quarter. May corn trading at 6.85 and a half, up a quarter. January soybeans now trading at 14.08 and three quarter, down 2. March beans trading at 13.88, down a half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Envirofoam of America.